It's the In Route, where friends of the show get a special segment with us. Want to be part of the action? Want to be the newest member of the In Crowd? You know what to do. Hit us up, faderoutemail@gmail.com, or slide in those DMs on Fade Route Podcast on IG, or hit that Twitter, FadeRouteDNZ.
Yeah, I think the Jets are going to win this weekend.
You do?
Because Joe Brady can't call plays. He can't call plays.
I mean,
we thought they were going to beat the Raiders. You thought they were going to beat, we said they had to beat the Raiders, and they didn't beat the Raiders. They beat
the Raiders. Zach was Zach.
Yeah, that was a very depressing game. I mean, the Chargers was a very depressing game. It's 20.
Chargers got talent though. Like Chargers are good.
Yeah, but their defense.
The Giant game was a depressing game. They won.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I almost had a heart attack that game. But the Chargers defense is terrible. Yeah.
Like they had what, 7 sacks, 8 sacks?
Yeah, they look like world beaters. but they also don't help. They didn't help their offensive line at all. Off of Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. This week they actually helped with Max Crosby. So this is going to be, at least it's at 4:25, and I don't have to stay up until 11:30 and go to bed
in Buffalo.
Depressed.
I think
they can pull it out because Buffalo is not the same old Buffalo, but they have to score touchdowns. It's 2023. Like everything's geared towards the offense, and yet they can't score.
It's crazy. That's so crazy. Everything's geared so you could throw the ball. Garrett Wilson hasn't scored a touchdown since week 2.
Yeah. That's crazy. Uncanny. Man. It's uncanny.
That's crazy, man. You can't get this guy to the ball. You can't get him a touchdown.
And even
he's got to fucking run a 70-yard. Like he's got to like run 70 yards and ghost everybody to score a touchdown.
Even the sucky teams, the Cardinals score touchdowns. You know, like they're Washington scores touchdowns. It's not like it's impossible.
They've got to have some set of balls on them if they're going to take Aaron Rodgers and put him behind this line this year.
Yeah.
The two worst offenses in the league are in New York.
Yep.
By far. The two least creative offenses.
I was talking to my buddy who's a Giant fan, and I said, even if you combine these two offenses, let's say you take the two franchises, they're still terrible.
Who's the quarterback?
Yeah, like we don't have a quarterback. The O-line still sucks. Breece and Saquon cancel each other out. Like, we're still terrible.
It's really just stubborn because if they just had a competent quarterback, just competent, they would be at least, they'd have two more wins under their belt.
Yes.
If they had Dobbs, McCoy,
Mike White.
Mike White might have faded. I want a veteran, a guy that knows his bones.
Look who was available.
I think Cam would have been fine. Cam would have been fine in this offense. Yeah, Baker, maybe.
As soon as Aaron went down, I said, I'll take Carson Wentz or Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Or Matt Ryan.
Look at the Rams. The Rams went out and signed Carson Wentz. And from what I understand, I don't know how true this is. I heard it through the grapevine that Carson Wentz's people reached out to the Jets and they said, no, thank you.
I know.
No, thank you. Oh, and Joe Douglas, you've got that figured out.
Joe Douglas was in Philly when they drafted him. So, like,
how could you not? I just need a guy to hit the open receiver and run in the right direction. That's all. This kid runs in the wrong direction.
Do you think the puppet master this year is Aaron? Like, that's the only.
Oh, God, yes.
Like, he's probably telling him, no, don't bring in anybody else.
It's hard not to think. That's it, right?
I mean, Joe and Salah were able to go towards Mike White last
year. Can't fire anybody.
They started Joe freaking Flacco the last game of the season. They didn't even go with Zach.
Right. Why does everyone have a hard-on for Zach right now?
If
I'm Zach, I ain't coming back. No. I don't want to play here anymore. No. I want out of here. What am I gonna hang around here for? I can go play for another team.
He reminds me of Johnny Manziel without the baggage.
That's pretty big.
I'm just saying.
That's really bad.
I think he's too short.
I think he's better than that.
I think he's too short to sit in the pocket. I think he just.
What would he have to do to lose his job?
Oh my God.
Well, what do you have to do?
He would have to go into Robert's office and say, you can't, he would have to pull the Remember the Titans move. You can't start me right now. You should start Petey.
He would have to, Coach, I slept with your wife.
I don't understand. Like, last year, they were giving his job to anybody who wanted it.
Yeah.
This year, Zach's our guy. Zach is our guy. I plead the fifth, but Zach's our guy.
And the funny thing is, if he was their guy, they wouldn't have serenaded and dined Aaron Rodgers to come here and hired Nate Hackett just because they knew he would follow.
It's got to piss you off a little bit that despite Zach being as terrible as he is, they're still in contention.
Oh.
Imagine if you didn't waste all your money going after everyone Aaron wanted and Aaron, and if you actually built a team.
I know.
What this would look like.
I know, because Alan Lazard, not good. Randall Cobb, MIA. Tim Boyle, obviously not playing.
Wait, who is the guy? There was a guy that they signed from the Chiefs, and they traded him to the God. Chiefs.
Oh, Mecole Hardman.
Classic.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Let's sign him and then trade him back to the team he should have played for.
Dalvin Cook, why are you here?
Why is he here?
Terrible. Terrible. These moves are absolutely asinine.
It's just like these things would get other people fired.
And people,
the fact that this guy still has a job is wild. Like, think about who. For Josh McDaniels lost his job. His team is doing fine.
Yeah. People forget that we wasted our freaking first-round draft pick on a D-end who barely plays.
Yeah.
They could have drafted Jackson Smith and Jigba.
Yep. That,
like, they could – there were wide receivers taken after that are doing much better than our crew.
Nobody talks about it.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about it. Like, this guy has not only botched the quarterback position, he's botched a lot of moves, man. A lot of moves. You could have got Josh Dobbs for a bag of beans, man. A bag of beans. Even before he went to the Cardinals, when he was with Cleveland. Cleveland was calling people the Friday after the last preseason game. Who wants Josh Dobbs? He can't play here. Oh, we're good.
Yeah.
We're good.
I bet Cleveland regrets that move now, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It just kills me. It kills me that Carson Wentz can't get a phone call.
Yeah.
Can't even get a phone call. Can't get a workout.
It's wild. Yeah.
People want to say shit about Cam. Cam could run this offense.
Yeah, for sure. And he's got a cannon for an arm. So,
I mean, run. Cam will run in the right direction. You want somebody who's going to run in the right direction and throw it to our guys. This dude can't do that.
I did like that Zach ran a little more in the Raiders game. I did like that, but he still can't score. He stepped up.
It took 10 weeks for them finally to like design plays where he's good, what he's good at.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, let's get him rolling out. Let's get him in space. Let's get them to respect the run. Make it simple for him. He's throwing no-look passes. Like, dude, what are you doing?
I know.
What the fuck are you doing? Look at the receiver. Make sure you hit him because you're not always hitting him.
And Alan Lazard almost dropped that.
Yeah, he's like, he's not looking at me. He ain't going to throw to me the ball.
Oh, shit.
The other thing is, it's like, dude, it's like he's trying to do things that Aaron does. It's like very few rookies could get to their third progression.
Yeah.
You're trying to get to your third progression.
He very much looks like he's trying to emulate what Aaron does.
Right. And you got to be your own guy, man. Listen, it's good to look up to people, but let's get the basics down first. Like, you can't even run a basic offense. I mean, I can tell you that when they place the Bills, the ball is going to Garrett Wilson on the first play. I can tell you that right now. He's the guy. It's him or nothing. Like, I'm looking there first so he doesn't get mad at me, and then I can figure it out after that.
Well, if that's the case, then it's going back to the house to pick six.
Nah, Buffalo, like he said, Buffalo's defense isn't what it was like 6 weeks ago. They're having a lot of issues over there, man.
It doesn't matter. The Jets offense is no good.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, Garrett Wilson needs to understand that this is a running team. This is a running team.
No. The coach needs to understand that it's a running team.
Yeah.
They don't run the ball enough, man. You got to run. Run the ball and set up the pass.
That's what you got to do.
Yeah. Like I said during the recording, like, Breece Hall is a 20 to 25 carry back, and he gets maybe 10.
If I'm him, I want out too, man. Send me to the Steelers or something. I need to go, or send me to Baltimore. Let me go run the football.
But that's the team that really fucked the Jets, though, because they took the O tackle from Georgia, I think, that they really wanted, Jones.
The Jets fucked the Jets.
Yeah.
They're screwing themselves every day. Every day this kid gets under center. And, you know, I said in the beginning of the season, what's going to happen is he's going to get hurt, and the whole crowd is going to cheer. They're going to be so happy he's hurt. Oh, and that's going to be awful. That's going to be awful for him to hear. Mentally, that's going to just crush this guy.
Yeah.
He don't deserve it. Like, he didn't deserve to be drafted number two, man.
No.
He just went when he would have went, like, I don't know, third or fourth round, it's not a big deal. But you guys you made this mess. You couldn't call Dallas about Trey Lance. Get that guy.
Oh, you're on the Trey Lance train, man. Come on,
somebody, but somebody else. Like, we've seen this story. We know how it ends, right? We know what it looks like right now. He's not, and everybody tries to stick up for him. Rex Ryan loves to stick up for him. It's like, dude, it's not there. Stop trying to pretend like it's there. It's not there.
I think we can say that the quarterbacks in that draft class, not named Trevor Lawrence, are highly overrated.
No, I think Justin Fields is all right.
He's all right. He's just all right.
I tell you what, I would trade for Justin Fields.
Yeah, for sure. Now, that would make more sense, right? Like, if you took Justin Fields number two.
Yes.
I played in the Big Ten, broke all the records. Numbers are there, solid.
Yeah.
If you miss on Justin Fields, it's not so bad.
Yeah. Played with Garrett Wilson in college. I remember watching him throwing, like, 60-yard bombs against Clemson, going, that's my quarterback.
And that's my guy.
And then they draft the BYU kid, and I'm like, oh my God, what did we just do?
No, you were loving it. You were loving
I was not. I'm telling you right now, when BYU played Coastal Carolina and Zach threw a pick, and the defensive end from Coastal Carolina is just destroying Zach, like pretending
to block him. I know what you're talking about.
But he's mauling him. And not one offensive player from BYU protected him. I'm like, this guy's a jerk.
Dude wasn't even the captain of his own team.
Yeah.
Wasn't even the captain.
He's not a jerk anymore because of what happened last year when he was still a jerk. But now he doesn't even have the talent. So, like, he was a jerk with no talent. And now he's a nice guy that takes responsibility with no talent.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you like what you heard and want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Rate us 5 stars, leave us a review, turn on subscription notifications, and tell your friends. Spread the word, spread it wide.